Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply. From my video
to my radio. Well, just in case it's a washout at the end of the week, I'm hoping it's not going to be a devastating storm, so you'll just be able to stay in the rain. Mike Mayo, our movie guy from Mike-Mayo.com, joins us with a couple of suggestions. Good morning to you, sir.
Good morning. Yeah, we've got you know, this very slow moving storm coming up here. So who knows what next weekend will be like? You better have something ready to watch while you stay in.
Right. So you got Booksmart. I don't recall this is a comedy.
Yeah, and it took absolutely great reviews, and I'm not sure it ever even played theatrically in Richmond. I don't think it did.
I don't think so. I don't recall the name.
Yeah, and I got it. This is one of those movies that, to be completely honest, embarrassed me. It stars Caitlin Dever and Beanie Feldstein as these two really serious high school students. They are just about to graduate. They have done everything right. They have studied hard. They've made great grades. They've been the class president, and they've been accepted into really good schools. It's just going to be wonderful. But then they learn that the three most popular kids in school, whom they detest because they're so popular and good looking, they've also gotten into good schools, and they had fun. So these two girls decide that they are going to cram 3 years worth of experience into one night. They're just going to go out and break all the rules. And to get to that point, they talk about things that an old movie reviewer like me really should not lead listening to two teenage girls talk about.
Oh, my.
They're very explicit, very smart, very funny. And I, like I say, I was embarrassed by this.
So don't take your daughter to this.
No, and your daughter will appreciate it. But guys, if your girlfriend wants to watch this movie with you, please convince her to watch some football or something. You don't want to do this. Trust me.
Well, we're sidelining Booksmart. Now, I did see the posters for the movie Ma, and you know that has Octavia Spencer in it, right?
Yeah, she's good. She's
okay.
Beginning of the movie. And, you know, some kids approach her outside a convenience store to buy some beer for them. Huh. Well, she does. And then she invites them back to her place, and they all kind of party and have a real good time.
Who would do that?
And who would do that?
Come on back to my house. That seems like creepy on a number of levels, and any adult who would be dumb enough to do that in this day and age.
If you were a kid, you would say, okay, sure, I got to drink the beer someplace. We've gone to all this trouble to get it.
Yes.
And then it turns out that, you know, she's happy to party down with them. There are only two rules. You can't go upstairs, and you can't curse. And eventually they're going to learn why those rules are. And to say anything more would spoil the game. It's a horror suspense movie. Mm-hmm. I like this kind of thing, and so I liked it. I think it's a much more entertaining movie than Booksmart. It's my pick of the week, but really only for horror fans. This is not one that is so good I would recommend it to general movie
How
fans.
Weird that she's in a horror movie. That seems odd to me.
I know, but she's just such a terrific actress that she can pull something like this off and does a really, really good job with it. And I'm glad to see her and other, quote, serious actresses doing genre work like this, because they really make the movies better than they would normally be. And this movie's not trying to be anything else. It's not attempting to be a serious movie at all.
Right.
But it's just a fun, entertaining escapism, and she's good in it.
How about Men in Black International? Did we even talk about this one when it first came?
No, I don't think we did, and we were right not to.
Okay.
You know, did we really need another Men in Black movie? It's been like more than 20 years since the first one, and neither Will Smith nor Tommy Lee Jones were involved in this.
Mm-hmm.
Instead, we got Chris Hemsworth and Tessa Thompson, who bounce off of each other pretty good in the Avengers movies. You know, they've played opposite each other as Thor and what's her name? I forget. But anyway, you know, they've got a really good kind of repartee going between them. And here she's the new recruit to the Men in Black, and she becomes, I guess, the Woman in Black. So they don't make a whole lot about that. Same kind of story, same sort of special effects and cute critters. I have not been that big a fan of this series from the very beginning, and I think it's gone pretty steadily downhill. And to me, this is far and away the weakest of them, so I wouldn't bother with this.
Okay, well, good to steer clear of it. Mike Mayo, our movie guy, mike-mayo.com. Thank you, sir. Hopefully you all will stay safe in the storm coming up as well.
We'll talk on Friday.
All right, thanks, Mike.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.